Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the pre-debate show. I'm Scoot on the air here on WWL, AMFM, and radio.com. Glad you're with us. What a spectacular Tuesday afternoon. It's going to be really nice all week. And as we approach October, it's going to actually feel like October, and that is a blessing, because that doesn't always happen in this part of the country. Okay, I've got two Trump supporters on hold, so I need a Biden supporter or two to call up and ask the Trump supporter a question. And the Trump supporter wants to ask you a question. We're doing crosstalk this afternoon where we put two listeners on together. So we've got Trump supporters standing by. I need a couple of Biden supporters to call in. The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. Let me mention that something happened the other day, and I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but New Orleans police are now looking for a guy from Lake Charles, 19-year-old Joshua Stewart, who over the weekend was involved in a shooting in the 100 block of Camp Street, which is a couple of blocks from where I live in the CBD. He's wanted on aggravated battery, illegal discharge of a firearm during a crime violence. And they believe that he's a Lake Charles evacuee who has now gone back to Lake Charles to hide. If anybody knows who this thug is, you're asked to call the 8th District Police for NOPD. The number is 504-658-6080, 658-6080, or anonymously contact Crime Stoppers of Greater New Orleans at 504-822-1111. Jets from Belle Chasse are flying overhead here. Yeah, you know, you can hear it all, especially when I've got the window. Well, it's so nice. I've got the window in my apartment open downtown, which is where my studio is now during the pandemic, and you can just about hear everything. Anyway, if you know where this thug is, turn him in. And, you know, we're here to welcome everybody who needs help. We're not here to welcome people who are coming with guns and ill intent from Lake Charles. And it's really sad. This is not the first time something has happened. And I will tell you that at the hotels where Lake Charles evacuees are, there's a police presence. This is not to judge all evacuees here. There are a lot of people here that just need our support. They need a place to live. They need our help following the hurricane. But it's just damn sad that you try to help some people, and what do? They come here with their punk-ass attitude. And it's just really, really a shame. All right, let's get back to more of your calls. And from Lacombe, Tommy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot, I'm a first-time caller. I really enjoy your show.
Wait a minute. I got to give you the treatment, Tommy. First-time caller. All right, Tommy, thank you for being an FTC.
All right, Scoot. Look, I don't know. I know you're Catholic, so am I. And I don't know how much you really know about this judge that Trump nominated. But anyway, are you familiar with the charismatic renewal movement within the Catholic Church?
You know, I remember learning a little bit about that, but it's been years. And it's something that I remember I didn't really agree with.
Okay. Well, that's my phone going off there. Okay. Anyway, the point I was trying to bring up was that she and her husband are in that movement. But then they broke off from that. They went to a more radical even movement than that, which is not recognized by the church, you know. And I don't know if you looked into that.
I'm going to look into that. Tommy, I'm going to look into that. And if I remember correctly, the charismatic Catholic movement seemed to be a little bit more toward an evangelical fundamentalist attitude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, laying on hands, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, if you're not, if you want to do that, then just, you know, change your religion. So I'll look into that. But if that's where she is, I would have to say that she needs to leave her religion aside.
She's much further right than that. Well, that wasn't right enough for her and her husband. They are now involved in something even more radical. In fact, they call the women in that movement the handmaidens, you know. And I forget the name of that group. You know, I'm sorry.
I'll try and
I can't keep it all together sometimes, but
that's all right.
But anyway,
I'll try and research that, Tommy.
Okay, well, please do, because she's on the wacko side, you know.
Well,
when you talk about religion.
I'll have to take a look at that. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy about wacko or religious people being on the Supreme Court or being sitting on any bench and judging people.
Oh,
Tommy, I appreciate the call.
She's gonna get in there. They got the votes and they solid behind her. She's gonna get in there no matter what.
Oh, I think so.
The Democrats are gonna bring all this up in the hearings, but that don't make no difference.
Yeah. Well, it's
baked and caked in, you know.
It's still okay for.
The only thing can solve all of this is that when Biden gets elected. There may be some shakeups in that Supreme Court that people ain't going to be ready for, you know. So,
Tommy, I appreciate your call, and thank you for being a first-time caller to the show. I'm going to look into the charismatic Catholic movement and find out a little bit more about this perhaps more radical movement that Barrett is part of. Ian, are we ready to go with crosstalk here? Okay, we're still looking for a Biden supporter. Let's go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Steve's the Trump supporter holding on. So I've got Steve from Hot Springs. He's a Trump supporter. And if you're a Biden supporter, call in the show. And this is an opportunity for two people to ask each other in a civil way, well, why are you voting for the guy that I don't think you should vote for? It's just fun. It's called crosstalk. Let's go uptown to Eric. You're on WWL. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good.
I kind of had an interesting idea about the crowd noise issue, just to take a little break from politics.
Sure.
What a cool idea would it be, instead of crowd noise, you get a unbiased disc jockey to play a totally random playlist that none of the players know what's going to play, none of the coaches know. But so, for instance, you're playing the Wu-Tang Clan one song. You're playing Roy Orbison the next song. You're playing Frank Zappa the next song. And
Or what if it related to, like, the play? For example, if there's a hands in the face penalty, we could play Georgia Satellite, Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Exactly. But the cool part is, some of the players may love the song and get pumped by whatever's playing, but some might not. But either way, they'll all be affected differently.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a cool little thing to try out.
Interesting idea. All right, Eric, I appreciate the call. Ian, are we going to go to – well, let's take a break. Do we have somebody? We have a Biden supporter? Okay, all right, we can do that. Let's go to Hot Springs then. And, Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Steve. Thanks for tuning in from Hot Springs.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man? I used to live in New Orleans, grew up there all my life.
My parents spent a few years in Hot Springs Village, so I've taken the nine and a half hour drive from New Orleans up through Tallulah, Mississippi, on up through Pine Bluff and that whole area.
Yeah, I live in Hot Springs Village. But anyway, the reason, you know, and I do want to tell you, I love your show, and I've probably, you've definitely have got me thinking, and where I was a total Republican Trump supporter. I am got a lot more respect for the people who call your show, and I enjoy it. But the big thing with Biden to me, and Trump, I don't like Trump. I wish I didn't have to vote for him. But when you're dealing with Biden, is the far left going to take over that party? If you go way over to the left, border, open borders, and things like it, just you don't know. It just really scares the heck out of me. So
let me put your mind at ease. And the Democrats are not doing this, but Tom Perez, as I've said many times, he's the head of the DNC. I think he has done a terrible, terrible job and continues to do a terrible job with Democrats. And I understand how people like you, there are a lot of people who are going to vote for Trump who do not like Trump, but they're going to vote for him because they're scared of Biden. Some Biden supporters are not crazy about Biden, but they're scared of Trump. So there's a big fear factor going on here. This country is not going to become a socialist nation. We're not going to be taken over by the progressive left, and things are not going to be wild in the streets. The president is not going to have that kind of impact on the country. I don't think that would happen if Biden wins. I'm concerned about things happening if either one wins, but that's not a concern that I think American voters should have. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I don't think that if Biden wins, we're going to become this progressive socialist nation.
I hope not. You know, and I'm gonna watch the debate.
I want to hear
what Biden's gonna do about the immigration and do about the open borders and do, you know, taxes. I mean, it with an open mind. I mean, it's frustrating that we can't come up with two better people to represent us than what we
have. Steve, you
want to?
Well, I know that's sad. You know that was sad last time in 2016. It's sad again. You want to talk to a Biden supporter here? We've got Ryan from Houma on. Ryan, you're on WWL with Steve from Hot Springs. And Steve says he's going to vote for Trump in all probability, but he's not crazy about it. Ryan, why are you voting for Joe Biden?
Well, you see, because Joe Biden, he's a man that he knows what he wants to do. He's been in politics a long time, and I really think he would be great for the country.
Well, Steve, what are you going to say to Ryan about that?
Well, you know, Biden's got a lot of baggage, too. I mean, he's his family, there's been five people in his family, his son, his brother, that have become millionaires off of his association and his politics, his involvement in government. So, I mean, there's a lot of, so I think both of them have a lot of baggage. I really do. But Biden's not perfect either. So that's what I would say to that.
Ryan, what's your response?
Well, I think that I think it'll be a win-win for the country. You see, I think Joe's only going to be in for a few months, and I believe that Kamala's going to step in. And I think if that happens, it would really be a win-win for this country.
Well, you know, a lot of people are going to consider that, and they're going to be afraid of Kamala Harris because they think she's too progressive. Although there's different sides to her. So you think, Ryan, that Biden is going to not finish his first term, and Kamala Harris is going to be president of the United States?
I would really like to think so, absolutely. And Biden really loves kids. That's been put out there quite a bit. You know, he has a really good relationship with a bunch of kids. What could be better than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
All right, Steve, what do you want to say to the idea that Kamala Harris may end up being president?
That scares me even more than Biden staying in for 4 years. I don't agree with her philosophy. I think she's real weak on law and order. But, you know, man, Scoot, everybody's got their opinion, man, and we're going to go cast our ballots, and whoever wins, we'll have to deal with, and we'll honor that person as the president of the United States. You know, I just hope it's...
Amen. I love that attitude, Steve, and that's the attitude that, that I'm going to have. And I appreciate you having a civil conversation with me and with Ryan. And thanks for streaming the show in Hot Springs Village.
Yeah.
And, Ryan, I want to thank you for calling in from HOMA. And we'll do another crosstalk. We're looking for a Trump supporter and a Biden supporter to ask each other questions. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. What a spectacular Tuesday afternoon. Hope you can find time to get out and enjoy this because it feels great. Okay, I've got an email here from somebody that is identifying the group that was brought up earlier about this charismatic movement in the Catholic Church, and even right of that is apparently Barrett. I'm Scooch. We'll be back on WWL. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot. This is the pre-debate show here on WWL from 1 to 4 this afternoon. I just got an email from somebody that said the group that this person was talking about that was an extension of the charismatic Catholic movement is People of Praise. And this has been associated with Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is now a nominee for the Supreme Court. I'll find out a little bit more about this, and we'll talk about this tomorrow. But, you know, what I'm reading here on the National Catholic Register website is nothing negative at all, that these are people modeling their lives after early Christians in the New Testament book of Acts. Some sold their homes, relocated, pooled their resources to become part of communities so they could have a greater degree of fellowship and support that they might not find at a typical prayer meeting or at Sunday Mass. So, you know, that's not my style. If that's for you, I guess there's nothing inherently negative about that if it's what you want to do. And I guess it depends on what they teach within that community. So, you know, I can't really comment on that now. So we'll look at that as time goes on. Before I get to your calls, let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Scoot, please ask a Biden supporter to name one major accomplishment Joe Biden has done in his 47 years of being paid by tax dollars.
Just one?
Just one.
Only one?
Yeah, you have to pick one.
Okay, let's pick one. Lines are open. Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Okay, let's do another one.
Scoot, how do you believe in such a perspective with our country as liberal as it is now compared to where it was 20 years ago?
Well, it depends on how you define liberal. Do you define liberal as the fact that it has been ruled that it would be unconstitutional to stop same-sex marriage? Liberal in terms of what? I mean, we've needed welfare reform for a long time. There's a lot of liberal aspects of our country that need to change, but that's been for a long time. I don't know how anybody could say that this country is really that liberal. All right, let's do one more.
Scoot, my wife is an agent for the state of probation and parole. State for probation and parole. There is no state of probation and parole. My wife is an agent for the state for probation and parole. She's working in detail at one of the hotels downtown due to the evacuees from Lake Charles. She said 9 out of 10 are very grateful to be there, but there are a few, she said, that are acting up, causing trouble, carrying guns.
Well, that's really sad. It's sad to hear that firsthand from somebody who's got experience with, you know, a family member who's dealing with that. You know, I see a lot of evacuees hanging outside of hotels downtown. And sometimes they're out there smoking. Sometimes they're just sitting in chairs talking to each other. And at first I wondered, you know, why? You know, I mean, if I had a nice hotel room in downtown New Orleans, man, I'd be in the hotel room, wouldn't you? Especially with a lot of these people being in a hotel room that they could probably never afford to be in on their own in downtown New Orleans. But then I started thinking about how they probably don't have the money to do very many things. And a lot of things are closed because of the pandemic. So just gathering outside, hanging out outside in small groups is a recreational activity for them. So there's really nothing wrong with that. I resent the people who have come here and don't appreciate what we're doing for them, and they're using guns, and they're misbehaving. Let's go to New Orleans. Martin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Hadn't called in years, but I like the way you handle your show, particularly with the reference to the church thing. We'll talk about that later. Let me look into what they say and do at meetings.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. But
I appreciate that.
Well, the calling in about, the Biden has no background, and he hasn't done this, and he hasn't done that, and he's going to take us to a strange planet or something. This guy, did anybody ever see recently these Democrats who were a little reluctant about some Biden issues? There was one young black man, for example, who said, well, I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to vote Democrat, but a couple of things about Joe, like the 95 crime bill. Well, if they're going to say, I didn't like that bill that Biden was associated with, must have done something in the past X amount of decades, got to know a lot of people. He can sit down with people afterwards, too, instead of turning his head in the hall. And that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
Reagan and the guy with the white hair from Massachusetts.
Tip O'Neill?
Tip O'Neill. And,
look, you know, even Clinton and Newt Gingrich, got along to some degree.
Terrible.
Not all the time, but they got along better than the two sides get along now.
Shut down the government and do this, do that. I don't think they spoke very much, but I hope I'm wrong. But anyway, his running mate, somebody said she's going to take us where, but she was not very well liked in California by many liberals. And correct myself, by many extremists on the left.
So they think she's too conservative.
She's a law and order. She was a law and order judge.
Yeah.
And she gave people time when she felt they deserved time. And she is a tough cookie. I'm telling you, he's not going to pick any kind of, sit there and smile. And I'm not saying the Republican woman, religion, these people are saying religion has nothing to do with our government. Well, it was brought up because they're making it a political issue. If they say this girl's from Louisiana, she's a Catholic, all right, what do they know about her? They know, if she's a Catholic, if she's a practicing Catholic, that she is against abortions. So would like to turn Roe v. Wade over, right? They said Ginsburg was Jewish. Obama had a Muslim name, a big deal. You know, something happened. He was a two-term president, and not even Mr. Bush Sr. Got that done. But I like your show today, partner. Think that if people don't want to hear about what Mr. Biden did, let them read something. I didn't know Barry Goldwater integrated the naval people in Arizona.
It's interesting that there are ultra conservatives like Nixon with affirmative action and Goldwater with that. And I didn't know about that with Goldwater. But there are things that people who are perceived as being hardcore conservatives did that you would have thought that would have been the action of a liberal. Martin, I enjoyed our conversation. I'm glad you're tuning into the show. And if you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. So, there's a whole young generation out there that really doesn't understand the impact of Roe v. Wade. In fact, there are people now saying that if this Judge Barrett from Metairie is confirmed, and the president has even alluded to this, that it might mean overturning Roe versus Wade. And remember, there's a whole young generation out there that, I mean, Roe versus Wade, they think that's a debate about whether or not you should paddle or wade through water. If you want to join us, Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. So this is a song that Trump might be singing to Joe Biden. The debate is tonight. And I think this is what Trump thinks is going to happen. Of course, we just mean that hypothetically and not virtually and not in reality. We're talking about the debate tonight. This is the pre-debate show. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. This is WWL. There will be interesting questions that are going to be asked tonight during the debate. Hey, it's the pre-debate show. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with your comment, we're doing some crosstalk this afternoon. So if you're a Trump supporter and you want to get on with a Biden supporter, the Biden supporter want to go with a Trump supporter, just let Ian Hoke know that you want to be part of crosstalk and you are a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter. And the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. From Madisonville, Mason, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good, Mason. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to, the one thing that I want to say to everybody that's listening, I just want everybody to watch the debate, and I want everybody to form their own opinion. And not listen to mainstream media, and vote. That's the biggest thing. Just vote. Form your own opinion. Who you want to go for, and vote.
Mason, I love that. I love that message. And what happens is, people will wait to form a full opinion until after they hear their favorites talk about what they should think about the debate. You know, if people right after the debate, if everybody shut off their TVs and radios and didn't listen to any post-debate stuff and just formed an opinion based on what they think, it would be very, very different than after they listened to the Fox News post or the CNN, MSNBC post-debate coverage. And everybody needs to vote. You're right.
Exactly. And My biggest thing, I'm only 23 years old, so, and I listen to you every day. But
I appreciate that very much.
I just want everybody to just listen to what both candidates have to say, form your own opinion, vote, and then if you're not registered to vote, you need to start registering tomorrow. Everybody needs to vote.
Yeah.
Because if you want your voice to really be heard, it's not going to be by protesting. It's not going to be by loitering. It's going to be by voting. And if you and if you want it to be heard, you got to vote.
Right.
And that's it.
It's true. And don't be so bold with your opinions and comments about what's wrong with this country if you don't vote.
No, I'm not. But I mean,
no, I'm not.
Vote,
I didn't mean you. I'm talking to everybody. Like, if you know, I'm not talking to you specifically, Mason, because it sounds like you're a responsible person and a responsible young voter. And I love that you're 23 years old and you're passionate about voting. I mean, I've been passionate about voting since I was 18. But there are people who love to complain about this country, but they don't even participate in the process of this country.
I know people that are my age that are like, I'm not registering to vote because my voice won't be heard. But no, it will, because your vote counts. Everyone's votes count.
And everybody's vote does count.
If everybody can get on that same train and just vote, your voice will be heard. And I mean, I'll be watching the debate tonight. And
well, good.
I just. All your listeners, I just want everybody to, if they're not registered to vote, I want everybody to register to vote and just vote. That's the only way your voice is really going to be heard, is by voting.
Mason, it's a great message. And if you watch the debate tonight and you have a chance, call us tomorrow and tell us what you thought of the debate.
I will, absolutely. I definitely will. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Mason, have a good afternoon. Let's go to the Gulf Coast. And Haywood, you're on WWL. Haywood, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was trying to take you off my Bluetooth.
It's okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
I think somebody sent a text saying that what was one thing that Joe Biden done?
Yeah.
For us in his 40-something years as serving in office, in some type of office, whether it's the Senate or whatever. I'll tell you one thing that he did that our taxpayers that he did good by our taxpayer dollars. One thing that he did was he did serve as the vice president with honor and dignity along the 44th president of the United States. That's one thing, if somebody was looking for it.
That's right. Yeah, he was vice president. That's fair.
And the other thing, I know, I kind of want to do that crosstalk, too, also.
Would you be a Biden supporter? Yeah, oh, would you want to hang on?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Oh, you're an independent. Okay.
But I am voting for Biden.
All right. Haywood's going to hang on. He's a Biden supporter, independent, but he's going to vote for Biden. If you're a Trump supporter, what question would you ask Haywood about why he's voting for Biden? And Haywood might ask you a question, why are you voting for Trump? The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Here's an email from Joe Keith that says, Scoot, I know that serious questions will be asked tonight, but I think the answers will be stranger than fiction, you can't make this stuff up type of affair on both sides. So I'm going to roll one up and have a good laugh, enjoying it for the entertainment value that it is. Man, amen to that. You know, you got snacks. What snacks, what drinks do you have prepared for a big sporting event? Because I'm looking at the debate tonight like it's a sporting event. Now, the winner and loser will not be definite. It's going to be subjective. It's going to be in your mind, in the minds of the viewers. But, man, there's going to be conflict. There's going to be competition. There's going to be ups and downs. And look, you're not going to know how it's going to – we don't know what's going to happen, kind of like a football game. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to end, but it's going to be fun to watch. So, you know, whatever it is that you would do for a big sporting event, hey, man, get that stuff ready for tonight. Snacks and booze or whatever. Or you can even roll one up if that's something that you do. Yeah, you might have these thoughts as you watch the debate tonight between Biden and Trump. Hey, I'm going to watch. Chris Wallace is going to be the moderator, and I think he is an excellent selection for a moderator. It's going to be on Fox News. There will be other debates. I'm really looking forward to this tonight. He's not going to do any fact-checking during the debate. I guess they figured that that would just extend it way, way too long because both sides are going to be a little loose with the facts. I mean, well, they always are. They always are. And, you know, I mean, especially Trump has proven that he is going to be very loose with the facts. From New Orleans, Tommy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I kind of wanted to comment on the tax thing.
Okay.
I didn't vote for Trump, sitting in favor or for or against him. But this is the problem. If you have a problem with his tax payment process, your problem isn't with Trump. The problem is with the tax code. And I do have a problem with the tax code. I do want it replaced. But he's no different than everybody else. The Clintons do this. If you don't think Tom Brady and Drew Brees don't get a write-off for having a workout gym in their house or for having executive chefs who prepare their food for them because they have to perform at peak performance, or actresses who have different augmentations, or actors that have whatever done, they all do this. Same thing with Warren Buffett. I could pick on both sides. It's all about how you structure your income and whether or not it shows.
Well, Tommy, it's. I mean, it is true. You know, an expert in taxes with Go Tax Resolution, Brian Garrity, told me yesterday before the show, and I mentioned this on the air yesterday, that the $75,000 for haircut hairstyling expense is only legitimate if it's determined to be legal. I'm sorry. It's only legal if it's determined to be reasonable and necessary. And so those are the kinds of things that come out in an audit. Now, it's okay to fight for paying as few taxes as possible. We all do that, and Trump does that as well. But if you cheat in doing that, that's the question. And there are some big, big questions, which is why he's being audited.
That's the problem with the tax code, not him. Because if you don't think the others are doing it, I can't remember the guy who ran with Kerry the same time, who had a big haircut expense. So the Democrat from South Carolina.
Oh, that was John.
Right. John. Right. The point of it is, it's the tax code. Yeah. It's not the individual.
I've got to take a break here. I understand the point you're making, but you can't cheat within the tax code. And if anybody else is cheating, Tom Brady or anybody, they need to be busted too. We'll be back on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.